really look forward to it, you know. Good times at the moment for the club, and brilliant place to be, and it's great to be a Cork City fan at the moment, so it's all brilliant.
What was it like to finally get the hands in the league trophy the other day?
Fantastic, you know, it really was. Great occasion. Like, the Bray game was real. All the family were there, all the cousins, nephews, you know, everyone was able to come along, and if they got a ticket, was able to come along and relax. The Derry game, I suppose, was the game that clinched it, like, so that was the real euphoria moment. But
Bray was a good night out as well, as well.
Yeah, that was just relief, I suppose, absolutely. Like, if you're planning an ideal season, I suppose you have a great start. You've a blip in the middle, and you've a great finish. Like, so we kind of just had it a little bit at the end, but no, I was still. Look, I said all along I didn't care where I won it, but I think it was really important that we did it across, like, and we were able to do it in front of people.
Want to do it in Dalymount Park on a wet Friday night, did you?
We definitely didn't want to do it sitting at home watching Derry and our Finn Harps and Dundalk, you know. Ryan, actually, we were WhatsApp group, Ryan texted into the group as he was away to 21 saying, if Dundalk don't win tonight, or we get champions, and we were like, it was like, yeah, and he's like, fuck you, like, you know what that. So, but look, you're trying to create the perfect situation, but it doesn't happen like that in sport. Like,
I was talking to Garrod, and he said the celebrations haven't been all that exuberant because in the back of their heads, cup final.
Yeah, and I suppose that's probably one of the biggest differences we know in 2005 was that we clinched it 20 minutes to go against Derry, you know, that night, and then that rocked on for probably a couple of nights too many, but like, and it would have been our first cup final, you know, five in a long time, you know. Whereas this group of players is heading into their third cup final. We probably had the league wrapped up, like, you know, with a few games to go, even though it wasn't technically done. But so we've had that kind of breathing space, you know, between now and then, so we were able to just relax and focus on this game.
Are you sick of talking about the 0-5 comparison?
I am, I suppose, but look, it's hard, you know, and I feel a small bit of me is like speaking out of turn about, you know, like, the situation, because look, everything's been documented, you know, everything's been covered, so I can't really add any more, but I do feel like there's a tiny bit of a traitor, I suppose, talking about it, but I was so young, I didn't really know what was going on, to be honest. Like,
no one.
Yeah, exactly. It was new to everyone. The whole thing was new to everyone, like, it was.
What are you expecting from Dundalk now on Friday? Is the pressure on them to stop you doing a double, or is the pressure on you to complete the double?
I think it's on them, you know, to stop us. Like, we're the league champions. We're the team with the league title, you know, so. But look, it's an absolute 50-50 game. It really is. Like, the last two finals have been so close. Be different if we were heading in against a new team, you know, or whatever, but the two of us now just really know each other's games inside out, and it really does come down to one little bit of quality. Towell obviously did in the first game, Shawnee did in the second game, and it'll be hopefully a Cork City player.
I spoke to Garrod, I spoke to Ryan, I spoke to Connor. I asked them one question: are you confident? They said yes, without a shadow of a doubt. Are you confident?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. We're, if your confidence isn't flying high after winning a league title, it never will be, you know. And your confidence in a group. And I think that Dundalk game, that last series of games, the Dundalk home game, was kind of big for this new group of players, if you know what I mean. In the sense that, like, that game, then the Limerick Cup semi-final, then obviously the Bowes and Derry game were kind of all one game, because we were just seeing the games through. But that was a big game for us, like, as a group, to know that we're flying high and where the team to be.
Yeah, certainly. It's going to be a great Cork crowd up there, as always, and how much of an advantage is that to you?
Massive. Look, it's really important to us. 1,600 people turned up yesterday for an open session, you know? Like,
that's huge, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
A few years ago, couldn't even get 1,600 people matches.
It's ridiculous. It really is. And the people who came out, we thanked them. But, like, you wouldn't see it. You 100% wouldn't see it in another League of Ireland club. Wimbledon, you might get it. Cheltenham, probably not. Brentford, that's a championship club. You might get it, you know. Like, there's not other many League 2 teams would look at that, like, and League 1 teams being able to pull in that kind of people on a Sunday afternoon for an open training session. Like, people were coming through, and we were, like, looking back, and we were like, how long more is the queue? And they were, like, saying, it's another hour there. Like, we were like, what? And they were saying, don't you realise how popular we are? We're like, no, do you know what I mean? You don't, like, but no, it's been brilliant.
And the women playing on Sunday as well, it's just another great addition to the occasion.
Yeah, and the under-17s are playing today. The club is making strides forward, and as you said, the women are playing before us, and they were playing yesterday against Wexford. We were up in Bishopstown when they were there. So, look, that's important, you know, it's important, and I think that's probably one of John's strengths, that he's put good people in good situations and good jobs, you know, and supported them as well, because that's important for our underage structure, that they get the support, and fellas who come in to the under-15s know that they're now Cork City players and they're representing this club, and the pathway is there, you know. You can go 17s, 15s, 19s, first team, and you can be a player then, like Shawnee and Kev, for example, who have clocked up 100 odd games and played 15 of those in Europe, and you're a 21, 22 year old who's done that then, and you're a good product.
I have to ask you the question that every Cork City fan would be wanting me to ask you: is Sunday your last game?
No, I don't think so. Obviously, it's up to John, but I think, look, we've conceded 23 goals, best defensive record in the league, that me and the defending union and the goalkeeping union have been part of, and obviously the rest of the team. So I feel like, as a centre-half, that I'm contributing.
Yeah.
So, look, I think John just knows that I'm probably not one of the priorities to talk to. Like, I'm not going anywhere, like, to put it nicely. So
despite pushing 40, you've got another year left in you, as I just said.
Exactly, like, he knows that I'm probably the last one call he needs to make. But I hope he does. I know that's all good. Look, I want to stay, and I feel like I'm contributing. So they're the two factors that are, in my mind, need to be made.
Excellent, Alan. Thanks for talking to us. Looking forward to seeing you lift the trophy on Sunday.
Top man, Roar.